Hi, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. Thank you for coming back this week. We really appreciate it. So this week is banter, 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 banter. We are back with our individual Eid stories. You don't want to miss that. I went to the streets. And you know when I go to the streets, what happens? So it's been a good one. We had fun. I hope you guys will have fun too. Give us a listen. Thank you for coming back. Back, enjoy.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hi,
Hi,
everybody. Welcome back to Chill
hey,
Sisters Podcast. My name is Rashida.
hello, hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your sister, I do as always, and I'll be recording live from the city of Maiduguri.
Whatever.
Somebody is rolling her eyes, I don't know
Whatever.
why.
Ilses, how are you doing? Leave me. I don't want to. Let's not
Wait,
change pleasantries. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
oh,
it.
because I'm in Maiduguri,
Yes. No.
the sunny, beautiful Maiduguri.
I just knew
Wait.
that your cellar was better than mine. You're with your mommy,
Actually,
family,
yes, you can say that.
friends.
You can say that. You
That's
can
why I
say
don't want to
that.
hear
I'm
it.
sorry for you. Oh, is that why you are hating?
That's what I'm hating.
Because I was wondering, somebody that's far in London, jealousy, is that a word?
Yes, I agree.
Somebody in Maiduguri.
I agree.
Wait, oh, wait, Rashida.
Just rub it in. Just rub it in. Tell
Eid
me how was.
Mubarak to you, to
Just
all
say
our beautiful listeners.
Eid Mubarak, guys. Oh, but
Eid Mubarak
before we
and
start the podcast officially, we have to apologize. Last episode didn't drop
yes.
at the usual time.
Well, we had a little glitch. Nothing from our end. We actually tried our best to see that we were able to upload it at
Yeah.
the stated time, but it happens. So sorry about that, just but we should let you guys know because I'm sure a lot of listeners will be wondering what
What
happened.
happened?
So
Yeah.
yeah, that's what happened. We hope this clarifies that, and going forward, we pray it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, we will come here and clarify everything for you guys. So sorry once again about that. Going back to our Eid celebratory mood,
You could
Eid
not wait
Mubarak.
to go back. Oh,
Hey,
yeah.
wait, Rashida, please, no bad energy here.
No bad energy.
Hey, let me even expose you. Yes, no, she's just trying to get sympathy everywhere she can, that people will be like, ah, this your sister, she's enjoying herself. You know, Salah at home is better than Salah, bro. It's a lie. I couldn't get hold of Rashida. She was just sitting there. I said,
This is going like, don't
but
lie
please,
too much.
no, Rashida, please, let's be honest here,
Let's
please.
be
Mama's like,
honest.
I said, ah,
Okay.
this woman, no. Now, mother, she be. If let's say she don't, they forget. Ah, hey, please, and
See,
please.
let me tell
Just
you,
don't forget that one.
Yusis, that took a lot of effort. Like I said, if for
But
effort
did it
this year,
happen? Did it happen or not?
no, it did happen. This year, I'm going to put a lot
Oh.
of effort. I'm going to try my possible best because usually I just used to be like, what is it, Seth? Like, no effort, no family, you're not going anywhere, you're just at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I said, this year, let's sprinkle a little bit of an effort. Spring,
Oh,
spring.
it was even a little bit.
It was a little
Ah,
bit.
guys, you can
A
hear.
little bit of an
You
effort. Let's
said a
make
little
an
bit.
effort. Alhamdulillah, it was a low-key Eid for me. Nothing serious. We're already tired from every day waking up for tahajjud.
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah, we needed to decompress.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So
No, this
tell
is
me
one of
now.
my best Ramadans, hands down.
Just
I love it. Ah,
that.
no. Love, love, love it,
You
no.
see, say.
Yes.
Tell me, give me a rundown. How was your Eid?
My week slash
Eid.
was fantastic. Yeah, it was fantastic. Actually, the last time I spent Eid in Maiduguri has been a while. I loved it. It was memorable for me. Although I've stayed this year, the weather in Maiduguri, Rashida, 44 degrees. I say what? 5 degrees. EE minimum of 1 degrees. I made a mistake.
Wow.
I think it was on
Wow.
that. Was it on the 28th day? No, 29th, I think, of Ramadan. I made a mistake. I
What
went out.
happened? You went
My
out.
sister was like, who told you that you just
You
go
used to
out
go
like
out.
that? You go ask question. Ask people where you know road. The Ranaich Ohana. I came home. Rashida, I nearly break my fast too. Sora Iris and Kaya Azimi. My throat was patched dry.
Yabushi. I was talking to you.
I went to my mom.
She said, sorry, don't break this fast.
My mom was just laughing. Never in her life. Maybe it was my primary school or early secondary school that I did that. No, seriously. Look, the thing is, I will go in, take my bath, come back.
Yeah.
Go in, like 30 minutes, 1 hour intervals. But I was panicking for Rashida. I'm not joking. And another thing is, I think Nigeria, I don't want to talk about Nigeria. There's been no light in Maiduguri for almost a month. So it's
Stop
either
it.
On.
What do you mean almost a month?
Yeah, but what about Uta?
Abuja is better than Maiduguri.
Yeah, because total blackout for almost a month. Yeah. What? So it's either, but thankfully, a lot of people have solar, big 12 in their homes. Then generator. Fuel here ranges from 700, 730 per liter. Not everybody can afford that. You know that. So that's that. We had like, we were running on solar and all
what?
Yeah, it was so hot. And the thing with Maiduguri is it will be sunny, hot, but it's windy. Okay. But the wind is still
it's hot.
Hot. My sister. So when you go out, the streets are empty. Even the shops are closed.
What?
Because Rana Boyayawa.
Yeah?
I was like, my God. So
I've never been to Maiduguri, but like, I've never been. But since we were like little and growing up, they had always said that Maiduguri is one of the hottest places in Nigeria.
But I think this is my worst because I grew up in Maiduguri.
There's this joke. Yeah, there's this joke. They say that in Maiduguri, you don't need to boil your water, that you can drink water directly from the tap, that it's
no,
because
wait.
It's that hot.
No. Like, but like, seriously, the waters are coming out from the tap. Like, does that pH? Like,
are you serious? I almost thought it. I'm like, it's not that serious.
No, yeah,
like,
really. This time around, this time, I'm telling you, like, what happened past. So it's hot. You know, there are people that.
So that was not a joke.
And you know, maybe they're exaggerating because I've heard people saying that you can make tea with tea.
Yeah,
you
they
can
say you can
fry
make tea.
Egg or something. Yeah. Like, people that can't take their bath with cold water, regardless of the weather, they're set. They're fine. If you just go ahead, it's that hot.
Wow.
It's that hot. Then the flip side and cancellation that we have in Maiduguri is at night, the weather drops drastically.
Oh, okay.
You can sleep
peacefully. You can sleep well
drops,
then.
Yeah, yes, you can. Even those that can't afford the generator or solar light or whatever, at least. It's so hot that Basoro, mosquitoes don't run
mosquitoes
away.
Mosquitoes are fainted.
I know what I'm saying.
Mosquitoes too like soft life.
You do not need to flee or anything. Basoro, they don't
can you
run.
Imagine? Mosquitoes they like
run.
Soft life.
Ah, I say, where have these guys got? Two other bugs more because it's hot. They are crawling out of their hiding places and stuff. That's the weather situation, Maiduguri. Every other thing, fine. People were slaying, you know, during the day of Eid. Rashida, I forgot to send you the video. Kingamutani.
People came out. Wow.
Yeah, but the Eid ground is not far from my home, just a few minutes walk. It was full, like, you know, Kinsamietin and Maka vibe.
Are
then
you serious?
Was Maka vibe. Because I can remember one of my Eid in Makka, it was similar.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Scorching hot and everyone's with that kind of thing. I was so happy. Yeah,
that's
else?
The feeling.
Yeah.
That's what makes it
yes,
Eid.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What makes it exciting.
It was fantastic.
Oh,
then,
I love that.
Pictures, so alhamdulillah, fantastic one. It was a lovely one.
Yay.
I loved it. A beautiful week. I just hope our listeners had the same week. And don't forget, there's been a long break from 2 days to 3 days. So Nigerians were three. Even if you didn't do anything, you'll be resting at home. So that's the fantastic week. Alhamdulillah, we pray and hope Allah extends our life to see next year. I pray Allah answers all the prayers that are beneficial to us. Let's see next Ramadan, inshallah.
Inshallah. So brings me to my prayer of this week.
Shoot.
Ya Allah, cleanse my heart from malice, jealousy, hatred, self-admiration, show of envy, arrogance, and pride.
I mean, these ones are hot ones. So
very
each
hot
one,
ones.
Yes,
each one is a subsection.
I'm telling you, in Aaron, you're in the exam hall, question one, 1A.
1A, 1B.
A has the Roman numeral 1.
Yeah, that's what this prayer is. Cast subsections.
Yeah, as in it, but it's good ones. Good ones.
I mean,
especially that jealousy,
jealousy,
envy,
malice.
Mm-hmm.
See, oh, I forgot to tell you, since I wasn't able to join family and friends on.
But you're supposed to give us a rundown now.
Yeah, now, but that's what I want to give you a rundown now. I wasn't able to join family and friends for Eid celebration. But what I enjoyed most and I'm grateful for is that I was able to view people's status on WhatsApp. People underestimate like sharing their pictures on WhatsApp status.
Oh, okay.
And to me, it's not just about sharing your pictures. It's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see if, like, I have a contact. For example, I have you on my contact. And on Salad Day, you shared your mom with us. It was beautiful to see her smile. It was beautiful to see her dress up and looking up for Eid. And a lot of people did that. Yes, a lot of people did that. They were sharing their family members, extended families, their grandparents. You know, to me, it's beautiful. I just love seeing that, and it's made me smile. It was amazing to see. It was like going into people's home and seeing their extended families and seeing everybody dress up and looking all nice and good. To some people, they just think that maybe they don't want to show off, they don't want to, but to me, I see it in a different way. I see it like sharing your family with people. That's how I see it. You know, some people people put another meaning into it.
Different opinions, you know, and I think it stems from the fact that Malami preach against evil eye, that you don't know how it will affect you.
Yeah.
And the fact that a person could have evil eye and they themselves don't even know it. And it's not everybody that sees a good thing or a good picture or whatever that you're sharing that will make the prayer that is required after that. So they preach against that. I think people that are against it are doing that because of this preaching. Then number two, to me, I think it depends on the platform and how you use. I always say this, how you use your social media solely depends on you. You can use social media good or bad. If you were on X, you could see people sharing it publicly. But when you use WhatsApp, at least the people that can see are your contacts. These are people that you know one-on-one. And even for WhatsApp, you can limit those that can see. Even the sheikhs that preach, they're like, okay, some news, you should like limit it to few individuals that you believe have good intentions towards you and all that. So I think, I'm not sure, I'm just trying to like balance it, trying to give everybody a fair hearing, you know, that chance. I think they believe, okay, how are you going to determine whether or not truly that person has good intention towards you? So instead of going through that wahala, why not just avoid it in its entirety? But to me, it's please, you pray, you know the people that you want to share it with.
You know how they say
everybody is merry, there's that excitement in the air. To each their own,
You know how they say that it's the intention that counts, it's the intention that matters a lot. To me, I just feel that is the reason for social media. Social media is, until people started making it turn to something else. How I perceive social media is, if you're sharing, you're sharing. Not that you're sharing to brag or you're sharing to, so people can.
But no. But there are people that share to brag.
That's one me I don't know.
You know. And we've always said it now, Rashida. Believe everything on social media at your own risk. You know, people live double lives now. Their real life and social media. Like today, somebody close to me sent me this post on Instablog, I think. A lady paid $370,000 or thereabouts.
I saw it.
For that setup. Thank you very much. So, and you are saying you don't know. Okay. Do you understand?
I scrapped that.
It will be just for the display of designer bags and so creating this fake illusion, this fake life.
I'm not talking about it from that's extreme now. You too, you know that's extreme.
That's not even extreme when they show you what others do on social media versus their real life. So like I said earlier, how you use social media totally depend on the person. Good or bad, you can choose either way.
You have a choice.
It's in your hands to limit like who you share them with. Family, friends, whatever. If you want, you can go to Twitter, then you can just send it to the world. But some people still come about also, and I think it depends. Kingani, we're talking about Islamic perspective. There are other religions. Yeah. There are people that don't even know religion. Kingani entirely. So all these things come to play. But to me, it's not that serious.
Kingani,
journey.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear somebody say.
Not that serious. But you're not going to dismiss.
No, we are not going to dismiss. We are not going to dismiss
truly,
that.
Even me and you know. Yeah. It's this. And you know who has it.
Has it.
To each their own. Oh, to each their own.
And when you say a good thing, you say Allahumma barik. You know, you say that prayer and you hope for the best. That's it. It was beautiful to see and I loved it.
Yeah, no.
Thank you everybody on my WhatsApp that shared their family.
Rajida, this Eid, say what? Is it the wrong way? People are just slaying.
People slayed a lot.
And there's no money in Nigeria. Where are you going?
See, one thing with Nigerians is that they will slay no matter what.
You didn't see MJ.
I had to send that a message. I said, you even have day three clothes.
Shebi, she's a designer. If she doesn't slay, who will slay? You understand?
Yeah.
You cannot be telling people to buy clothes when she cannot slay. It was really beautiful to see.
Yeah,
Alhamdulillah. I pray everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
So give us a rundown. This one is.
I'm giving you a rundown. How many rundown do you want now?
What did you do?
I told you from the beginning that I did not do anything. After I finished slaying, I entered kitchen. I went to go and make smoky jollof rice with salad and chicken. After I finish, I remove clothes. I slept.
The shirt.
That's all.
The shirt.
That's how that day went to. Forget it. There's nothing to report here. We are on the streets. What's happening on the streets?
My sister, just some funny things. Oh, I said this one that everybody's on break. Let me enter Rashida's side, you know, as usual. For once, at least everybody's on break. So let me go and see you.
What's happening on the streets?
Funny ones, Shah. Okay, let me even start off with this. This one, I was actually on the real street, not virtual street, not east. So I went to this pharmacy, Rashida.
Yeah.
Went to get something. Lo and behold, before they got what I wanted, something caught my attention.
Yeah.
There was this, it's like a sign, but I saw like three drawings of people. So it caught my attention. I was like, let me see. As I opened my eye, because it was at night.
Yes.
Then let me even read this thing. Can you send me a query with her?
What did they write, please?
Akechi, credit will only be allowed persons over 100 years of age. Provided, you never finish there. Provided they are accompanied by both parents. I said, no, this one. Let me read that again. Credit will only be allowed to persons over 100 years of age, provided they are accompanied by both parents. Brother, yourself, you are wicked.
Nigerians,
the normal one that we know.
Anybody that is not a Nigerian, I'm sorry for you. If you are not a Nigerian, you don't know what's up. It's only in Nigeria that you can see something like that.
I'm telling you,
that's impossible now.
Of course, so they're telling you there's no credit.
There's no credit. Just forget it.
And the picture underneath it was these three old people, so it's somebody that's above 100 years being accompanied by his parents. funny going to a real street, I saw this first one says, he says, so I've been stealing my wife's face cream for the last couple of days. Come to find out, it's actually my face cream that she bought for me but never told me. He now said the thrill was in the stealing and now it doesn't moisturize the same.
Can you imagine? Can you just imagine?
I said, look at this teeth. So there's this one funny comment. Well, like the moisturizing comes from the stealing. It's from the fine.
It reminds me of the thrill that men get when they are like sneaking around to go see other girls, and that's exactly the same thing.
When you were stealing meat in the pot when you were a child.
I did not steal meat.
Eventually they are going to Rashida.
I did not steal meat. Yes, I did not steal meat.
One of my goddaughters would say, am I a good girl? That's what I'm going to say. Rashida, good girl.
I did not see meat, you sis. If you want to confess your crime, what do you mean?
Look, Rashida, look me in the eyes and tell me you've never.
I am looking you in the eyes. I never stole it. You sis, what do you mean? If you want to confess your sin, confess your sin. Which one is where we were?
I didn't say when we were. I said it reminds me of when. Oh, did I say where? Anyway. When as a child you steal meat from the pot, but eventually
they are going to eat. You used to steal meat in the pot when you were a child. This is another. Let's talk about that one. Go. Oh my God.
Anyway, so the second one I saw was, it says, this lady tweeted, she says, if you are a married man and you're cheating on your wife, God will punish you. As in, she was screaming because it was all in caps.
Yeah.
One girl quickly came under the post, say, eh? She said, no, God will not punish my own daddy. I said, Rashid.
Oh my God.
God will not punish my own daddy. You
No, it's the fact that people have normalized cheating. They've just normalized it that it's normal. You hear a woman telling you that, let him go and cheat.
As far as he comes back home.
Please,
as far as he comes back
when
home.
Should we normalize something that is not normal?
And society now.
It's why?
Society now.
Why will you normalize that?
Have you forgotten?
What was that supposed
is it,
to mean?
Have you forgotten that line? It's in his DNA.
It's in his DNA.
You know the funny one? Flip it. That same instant. Wait, flip it. Then you say, that same instant, don't leave the space. Now, add this one to it. Ladies should also teach. You say, no! A woman should be pure. I say, don't be only pure and pure. No, it's different. When a woman cheats, it's emotional. But for a man, it's physical. I say,
I was listening to one guy where he said, like, he's a sex therapist. So he was saying that if, for example, he catches his wife cheating, that he's packing his bag and he's leaving that marriage. Reason being that for his wife to get to that level, she has already checked out. That women don't cheat just like that. Not all, let's say most women.
Most.
Because, yes,
yeah, when they say this thing, they mean majority.
They mean majority. The majority of women, they don't just decide that before a woman will sit down and cheat on her man, she must have thought it through. It must have gotten to, there must be something. That this is not a decision that a woman would just take instantly. That she doesn't think like her physical organs. She thinks it's an emotional thing, that for her to get to that stage, there must be something he's not doing right. He has that marriage is over, that he can't stay. It made a lot of sense. I'm looking at it, I'm like, that makes sense.
It's true. I saw, was it a post on TikTok while I was scrolling yesterday? It came to my FYP. There's this guy, I don't know if he was a therapist or a relationship coach. I don't know, I can't remember. Anyway, he was like, once a lady stops like fighting you, it's over. Like, she's checked out. You know, there's hope. Like, when she was fighting, you know, screaming.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's true,
actually.
Because when she's fighting, she still believes
she still
there's
likes
something
you.
There. There's something to be saved. You get it? But not everybody sit down, analyze, and realize that. Number two, maybe perhaps in their arrogance or whatever state they were at the moment, they don't think that we should be there and all that.
She'll still be here. You know, they always think I have her in my hand. Not
yes.
She can't go
where
anywhere.
She will go. Where will she see a person like that?
Like, she can't
Are
go
you
anywhere.
God? Are you
this you is understand? Usually funny.
Are you God? Thing is, I'm just flipping scenarios. Flip it. If you were dead, what will happen? Is she still not going to move on? So it actually
but you
doesn't
see,
make sense.
You find out that women that like have lost their husbands and stuff, they can't stay and raise their children single-handedly. This is talking from experience. My grandmother raised my dad and his brothers, 7 boys. Mm. She took them, like she raised them, like it was only her.
Normal levels now. Plenty of single mothers.
Yeah. They will stay. They will not get married. They will not look. They will sit down.
Upright kids.
My father and his brothers, all of them, they did well for themselves, and she did an amazing job with that. But why is it that when it's a woman's turn, everybody around him is saying that they should bring somebody to stay? So what happened? The men cannot take care of their children.
No,
so because immediately the woman dies, they are looking for another woman to come and replace.
Immediately. Well, number one, the not part of life and the domestication and everything falls solely on the woman.
Not to say that there are no fathers, there are no single fathers that are taking care of their children, and their children are growing up and are striving.
Me,
but
I'm
they
not
are,
seen,
but they are in.
Have you seen?
No, I have seen, but they are in like
really?
A minority.
I'm trying to like recall if I know
anybody personally.
Like that.
I have seen
and
somebody.
Young kids,
yes,
because concern the thing is, your children require that close supervision and. You know, the father needs to go out and fend for them, the sorrows who.
Even this one that I am saying, the mother who used to come and fend for her and her children, is still the mother that will go go and fend for her children.
That's true. Well, that's true, Sha.
It's
but
the mother
I've
that
never
still
even
goes
thought
out.
about it that deep.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember or recall anybody that you know that
because
did that.
You will not
it will be
see.
Very
It's
hard.
Hard. There are,
hard.
but it's hard.
You said there are. You've seen
There's,
one.
Yes, I've seen one. There's this guy on Instagram that is a single father of, I think, 3 or 4 kids. He's a single father.
A black person.
A white
Nigerian.
Guy. He's a white guy.
I should have. Please don't try this thing again. I'm gonna Nigeria. Gida. And I will let the example. You're talking of a white guy. You see, that's my problem with these people that stay in London and wherever. Give us local example. In only 2 months, sir, they will don't arrange one lady.
No, but you know, maybe see sometimes even if the man wants to do it alone and take care of his children, all this on his side.
Will not let him.
Yes,
no.
It's
no.
People that will talk and push him.
I
you need a wife.
See
you need another
even
woman.
One in Nigeria. Unless,
but I've seen some people under
ups.
The comment section saying that her father raised. I've seen people, not the one person.
Oh.
There was a video I saw about. That's... like this one. She didn't even see. It wasn't her mother. Her mother left or something, and the mother did not even die. The mother left, and the father took care of her single-handedly. Took
wow.
care of her. She wrote it under the comment section. She was like,
wow.
She doesn't know her mother, but shout out to her father or something like that. He took care of her single-handedly, and yeah, she's always grateful.
Could
did she
to
even
that
say
man,
she
oh.
just? No, she even said she lost him.
She said
she lost her father. Took care of her single-handedly, and she just lost him. Something like that. Now she's left alone in this world. Something along that line. I'm not too
it's
sure,
really
but
sad.
I read
that's
because
really
I could
sad.
Remember
that's
I went to her page. She was a very beautiful looking girl, and I'm that was amazing.
Wow, Rashida, the third one I saw, funny one. Somebody tweeted, "How can I be your friend and you want me to ask for permission before I come to your house?" If you want answers, just come to Nigeria. They will give it to you.
What do you mean? Because you are my friend, you just be coming. Even if
Rashida,
forget friends, anybody.
You know, was it not last week that we were talking about this? Something similar. But that one is about husband and wife. Somebody came when she said, he said, when you get to the gate, you will know whether you will inform me or not.
So because you are my friend, you just pack your leg and be coming to the house. Do you know if I want to
understand
or not?
Wait, how do you know the person is at home or not?
No, they say that everybody is jobless now. No, but you know that in the north, they used to do that thing a lot far.
Assalamu alaikum. You just said people don't. We have arrived.
No, I was passing by. They're always passing by.
See, I think culture plays a big part in this parish that we can't take that.
You know what annoys me in this thing? Not to say that I'm not guilty or not to say that I haven't done it before. I have done it before. But I go with the intention of like, I don't want to stress people, you know? Like, because by the time you call and say, okay, I'm coming, then they start stressing. They want to buy drinks. They want to prepare for you.
No, but I think it depends on the kind of friend you're talking about.
I'm not even talking of friend. I'm talking of family members.
But from that tweet, they're thinking about somebody that
Friend.
Yeah, you
like,
understand. I think that's
just
the
like
vibe.
Maybe me and you now. You just see me. I'll just knock your door.
Can. Or I'll just even see you in the house.
I'll just open door.
When did you like?
I will not tell you. Oh, see, are you at home? Or I will say.
Well, you know now that you have to cross some hurdles before you reach your destination, and with how expensive fuel is in Nigeria, or even if you're using public transport, when you waste your money, you follow.
What annoys me in this scenario is that people that come and say, how can I tell you before I come to your house? They want you to give them premium service. Then they come like, you have to serve them drinks, you have to serve them food, you have to serve them snacks, you have to entertain them without...
But this one is not personal person now. Understand my point, Rashida. If you come to my house, you don't expect me to video all that. Do you get my point? If the person is really close to you, somebody that feel they shouldn't inform you when they're coming, I guess my own thinking, you understand that this person is comfortable enough to not inform me when they intend to come. I believe when you come, you should take care of yourself in the house too.
This one, she wants to put herself in that position that she's very close to you, that you can even drop your key somewhere, and anytime she feels like coming to your house, the key is there. I'm just thinking, I'm not sure. I'm just thinking like somebody like this, they don't have their own house per se. That you can come and do the same thing. Okay, for example, I have a house that you can come, that you don't have to inform me to come. But what if another case whereby you, you are staying in your family house? You see, the energy is not the same.
Okay, thing. Yeah, yeah. The dynamic is different. Yeah. Okay, let's even flip it. Today, I'm just flipping things.
Okay.
Let's even flip it. Let's say I have my own home. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a relationship or married or whatnot.
Yeah.
You see, me, that is okay. Mm-hmm. And even at that, I don't think it depends on the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Some people really like their space.
Anything I love my space.
Against you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just adulthood and the kind of person they are. You cannot be fight, not be
it's able, not, it's not fight, be anything. Yeah. Somebody like me, I love my space so, a lot. So, too much.
Yeah, some people love their space and their company. And you know, we are all adults. There are days you wake up, Rashida, you don't even like yourself because of the next person. Let's, you don't even,
the days you wake up and you want like to be yourself. Left alone.
Do you understand? I will say it again, no be fight, no be anything. Yeah. It's just life happens.
But some people don't get it. Some people
so imagine those days somebody now bashed into your house. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I think that tweet, I was discussing this with somebody yesterday. I don't judge out of vacuum now. I put in perspective.
Yes, different perspectives.
Different scenarios, what happened, where they're coming from, their experiences, and all that. Don't be surprised if this person that is talking like that maybe is 20, 21. What do you see? What do you even know?
Since we are just putting different scenarios, we've said quite a few. I want to add another scenario. What of if this person is that friend that when she comes to your house, her hand does not stay in one place? She's always taking something. No, it's not as if you have good character like that.
Let me even stop you there. That cannot be my friend, sorry to say. For anybody that their hand cannot just, stay in one place.
We are just flipping it.
Don't use me as an example. I need people that their hand can stay in one place.
This is, you know, when you just say don't use it as an example, it just reminds me of somebody in the lift that they are saying, are you going up or down? He said, I'm going up in Jesus' name.
He said, I can never go down in Jesus' name.
That is what you just reminded me.
Nigerians, they can overreact. I laughed. He said, I can never go down in Jesus' name.
I'm just asking you, are you going up the lift or down the lift?
And the Nigerian in me has answered you. Let's even clear that example. You know, no, seriously, Rashida, there's some example. Use the right subject. That example is not suited to me.
I'm just
if your hand cannot stay one place,
I'm just saying.
No, but jokes aside now, I get your point. There are friends or even sisters. Let me start with sisters. So sisters. You go out, you just see your clothes. They're wearing your clothes. That shirt on top.
Oh, my God. This word. You know what you just said now? Just yesterday, I was on Instagram and I saw like a reporter. She was reporting and her sister was on the other end. And then she said, she looked at her and she asked, she said, are you wearing my wristwatch? They were on edge. She was reporting from the other side. She was saying, are you wearing my wristwatch? And the sister was like, no. Apparently, she was wearing her sister's wristwatch. Oh my God. That was so funny.
Let me even let you know this funny one. So I and my sister, it was 2024, around, is it 2019 or so? So we traveled and we got this wallet together. So we had the same color, everything.
Yeah.
And my sister loves that wallet. As in, she loves it because it takes a lot of things. My sister has TM card. You know, these American people, different cards for different things.
Yeah.
She's got several bars, but she refused to change that one. I stopped using mine a long time ago. I can't remember. So before I stopped using mine, I think my niece, she saw it with me. Auntie, is this my mommy's purse? I just looked at her. It's only your mommy that has this purse in the world. Just funny that came to my mind. But it's the same thing. Somebody will come. And I hate that talking about people that invade your space, take your things, vaccine. As in, I don't understand people that will come to your space, take your things without permission.
Yeah.
And they think it's okay.
They think it's normal.
And it isn't the worst part of it. When you react, you're not the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, many achiki. What is it? Is it not just okay? If it was just why not just I beg, let me
not take it. Use this.
So, do you understand? For sisters, is a different thing. Everybody
even sisters.
Like no, as in that one is a different thing.
It's different, but it's because you don't have a different. Choice. It's different because you don't have a choice.
If you have sisters, everybody has sisters. I'm sure they will like. It's true.
Me that have three.
Me that have four uncle.
And I'm the first. So just imagine whose old days to steal.
Your own is different.
When I went to Nigeria, I stole something from each and every one of them. They are even lucky because if I was in Nigeria, anytime I see that, I'll be stealing things for all the stealing that they did.
Is this a confession?
I told them.
Are you admitting to a crime?
Today seems like a confession day.
Confessions left, right, and center. Please, if you're going to anybody's house,
please
inform
call
them.
Them.
I beg.
Call them.
Call
it's
them.
The right thing to do.
Call them. It's only
the right thing. Even
it's
if it's your
right.
brother's house, inform the wife.
Even if it's your sister's house,
inform her.
See, if it's not your house, inform the owners of the house. Simple.
Thank you very much. That is it. Don't feel
inform the owners of the house.
Because you might be there thinking that you are very close to the person or you are the person's best friend. And that your best friend, they have another best friend. No, you guys, they are real best friends. They have a real best friend.
Regardless, best friend or not, please, I'm coming. Simple.
It's the right
simple.
Thing to
if
do.
Not, you meet the shock of your life.
They'll just lock
anyways,
you outside.
Those are the streets just I got for you, Rashida, today. I really tried.
You tried. You did your very best.
And if I may add, this one is about Nigeria. I'm sure you've seen that they've sentenced Bob Risky
to
6 months imprisonment without bail. Do you understand?
Wait, that's I have fastest, a question.
That's the fastest arrest, prosecution, and sentence I've ever seen in Nigeria.
I think what they arrested Bob Risky for is more than the crime. It's
of
not the real
now.
Thing. It's
of
not
course.
Because of
were you
money.
Not, were you not on Twitter yesterday? People were just posting pictures and videos of celebrities, not even unknown people. Celebrities spraying money, matching the naira.
But
and
why did they just go
even,
straight to the point to say this is the reason why? Why did they hide behind that?
You're talking, Rashida, why are you talking like that? I beg, why?
No, I just want justice.
Don't forget, this thing started like 3 weeks ago, when they had that issue with your celebrity, Very Dark Man or whatever. So I think Bob Risky, Yato, Oweni Babani, you get something shall happen. But why I brought it up is going to set precedent for other people.
Yeah.
If you touch the wrong person, they will now look for one small crime. Do you understand? Hang it on you and sentence you. It doesn't make sense. I don't like Bob Risky. I don't believe what he does, but what is wrong is wrong.
What is wrong is wrong.
You understand?
Yeah.
What is wrong is wrong. Former governors, politicians have looted Nigerians dry. They have options of fine. Look at MFLA that put Nigeria, he shook Nigeria last year with that cashless nonsense. With every other crime, the AKK, he still had the option of a fine.
Yeah.
So Nigeria is just Nigeria. I don't know how to explain Nigeria to anybody.
You have to be
so
in Nigeria. You
that.
Have to live in Nigeria.
Yes.
You have to understand.
You have to be a Nigerian to understand Nigeria.
We are just living our life in Nigeria based on cruise and inshallah.
Yes.
Since we are running out of time, we are about to go.
Oh. So you mean to tell me today is just about streets?
Yeah, that's our street. But before we go,
is too much.
Before we go, I have the last one on the streets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please give us.
No, I have two. Coming from my city down under Australia, just yesterday, there was a rampage. This guy went on the street, Bondi Junction, Westfield. It's a popular shopping mall in Australia. And he stabbed people. He went with a knife and he was stabbing. He killed like 6 to 5 women, including a baby. There were casualties. But the good thing was that he was shot on the spot. A female police officer shot him. If not, it would have been worse. That's the sad thing on the news, that it could have been anybody. It's a shopping mall that I have gone to several times. It's
they
a place I love going to.
The shopping malls.
Yeah.
They always do that.
And he was holding a knife.
See, I don't want
know?
To talk about sad things.
I don't even
I'm
know
sure
how
you saw
he
the
got
shooting
yeah.
on Eid Co in the US.
Oh my God, I didn't see that.
Oh, I just don't like talking
okay,
about
Okay, that was it. Let's not go into that one, but let's do since we are on a joking, this episode is like a funny episode.
Banter.
Yes, it's a funny episode, so let's leave it at that. Last one before we go. What was your biggest I need to make money moment? This guy replied, we were planning a reunion of the entire class of about 100 people. So they were supposed to contribute like 1.6 million naira, which is equivalent to maybe like above £1,000 for the entire 100 people so that they can party, maybe small chops, food and stuff.
Yeah.
So the point he was trying to make is that out of 100 people, it was only one person that was able to contribute like 1 million. Then the remaining 99 contributed. The remaining 99 people.
600,000 or more.
The 99 contributed 600K.
That's it. That class. Kai.
This made me laugh.
But Rashida, you know, some people, because of this reunion, some people don't believe in it. But some might have the money. Like, I'm not going there, so why should I even
people,
contribute?
No, it's not even that. That reunion usually is to go and catch up on what everybody is doing in life. Like that, so that they will go and later. Now, when you guys
you show off,
now you're saying, this one, this is her fifth marriage. This one.
This one I've not seen job
ever
since
we
left
graduated.
Nothing. As a matter of fact, the person is even squatting with so just gossip.
Yes, yes. And I went under the comment section. This guy said, let me drop this moment for you guys. He said, my first time traveling abroad, I entered the plane and turned left. The air hostess called me back and said, this is not your class, sir. You know how polite you know how they can be very polite. He said, this is not your class, sir. He said, I swallowed my spit and respected myself. Then we had a long stopover and I was so tired, needed to sleep and relax my head again. I saw people walking into this nice, comfortable lodge. So I followed them.
Oh my goodness, she mad. He has a first class spirit, but economy money.
They asked me for my body pass again and the response was, this is not your class. Then I gently strolled back to my class. I promised myself never again. Never again. He said, he has a good testimony. He said, that was the last time. So apparently,
I love it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one. Apparently, he has been flying maybe first class or something. No, but it's where you enter plane, that economy, first class, business class.
You are there. She does. Say, how
are you? And the way they will do it politely,
the way they close the curtain, like, bye, poverty. Pap, they will not shut it. You don't even see what is happening from business class and first class.
Oh, no. God.
That's why I say there's this thing people say now. All of us are shy the plane. We are going to enter. It's a lie. That's poverty theater, you know.
So, okay, let me just give a simple analogy. So, when you travel in economy, by the time you come back, and the people that travel in business class, why you in economy? You are using 2 days. Jet lag, you're still tired, all
lights.
Your body is paining you.
Applying
the person that
every
flew
joint.
Business class.
They're forgotten.
Their life continues, like they are not stressed, they are not tired, they are just
not at all.
So, guys, that's all we have for you guys this week. Thank you so much for listening this far. We really appreciate it. Hope you come back next week again for
Please
our
do.
Shenanigans. And what we have in store for you. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave us an honest review. We'd love to read all your comments.
Thank you. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok. On Instagram is the Chill Sisters Podcast. Same handle. On TikTok is the Chill Sisters Podcast. You can also send us an email on the Chill Sisters Podcast @gmail.com. Please, we would love to hear what you want to say. Send us anonymous stories, you know, feedback, whatever it is. We are all ears. Thank you so much for listening thus far. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming back every week. Like you always say, let's grow together. Let's do this together. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Bye.